Cara Walker, An Egress of Noteworthy Talent, un progetto di Olga Gambari per Fondazione Merz Torino. Audio preview dal workshop Pictures of You a cura di Luca Morena.
Actually, the thing that I'm always struck by, and I actually am interested in what's happening in the photo, but it's what's being reacted to outside. So I'm interested in whether the subjects are responding to the act of, you know, of the machinery of the camera. If they're smiling to the camera, if they're speaking to the photographer. And I'm also very interested in the perspective of that invisible photographer, the viewpoint of the, what's within the frame has been informed by conscious choices that we can't exactly know but can only surmise. You know, sometimes it's very obvious we want to, you know, everybody in the family and the car in the frame of the picture, but sometimes, you know, there are sort of unconscious, you know, decisions like, you know, why the planter and the tree, and, you know, like, how is this composed? Why did they have to stand back at this particular range? You know, was there a conscious decision to line up the grill of the car with the lines in the skirt? You know, is there some kind of abstract quality about that that makes this photo both a sort of physical depth and an abstract flatness? I mean, there's all sorts of interesting things that start to happen when you sort of step outside of the frame of the photograph and not get completely caught up in the construction of a narrative. That's why I think the thing that I think is challenging and interesting for me about narrative is, like, there's a moment when you're like, and then he said to her, but out here, you know, meanwhile, you know, the rabbit on the tree, you know, saw the, you know, the twig in her hair, and, you know, so there's this kind of universe outside that that is sort of informing and reforming the narrative. With the subjects in the picture.
That is so interesting. I think this is a great moment about visual art versus writing or written art, because I have the exact opposite experience. And I love that. It's because of our different kinds of work. I am very much involved in the story of the people, and I'm always looking at their emotions. I want to know if they're happy. I want to know what I'm interested in the way they hold their bodies and what they're trying to show us or what they're trying to tell us. I think about the way they feel and what they talk about much more than the more formal elements of who's looking or what kind of camera they use. Or I want to know these people. I imagine these people. And to me, it's a story. That's so funny.
No, it's true. It's like, yeah, it's a story. And then it's true. When I see these photos, I do start thinking about, yeah, the composition, the choice of this. Because I actually feel like there's a very bizarre, untalked about thing about my work or my practice, which is like, I'm always kind of challenged by the power of being a person making things. Like, I feel like a manipulative, that there's too much, that's a power that's actually not given to me. This is what I was talking about with painting. Like, as an African American woman, it's sort of like not my place somehow. And then it's also politically not my place to manipulate these figures or these characters into doing my bidding. So I feel like I'm in this conflict relationship, so I sort of don't want to impose a story on them necessarily.
Because identify with their subject, with their objectification. With their
yes.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's
I don't
a little
have
screwed
that
up.
I immediately identify with their sort of transcendent humanity, no matter what. Isn't that interesting? But I totally understand what you feel. I feel that about this.
Yeah.
I think about the privilege of the person taking the photo and the powerlessness of this individual, or what I imagine to be powerlessness.
Radio Papesse è un progetto a cura di Carola Haupt e Laria Gadens. Radiopapesse.org